After a long winter, many people look forward to spending time in the sun when summer rolls around. But for some people, that's difficult because they have sun sensitivity. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with dermatologist Dr. Rosemarie Ingleton of Mount Sinai Hospital about when sun sensitivity is considered something more severe, a sun allergy.
Could you just give us the basics on sun sensitivity and how to distinguish that from a true sun allergy?
Well, sun sensitivity typically is going to be describing something where you react excessively sensitively to sun exposure. If you're in the sun and you are burning very quickly, you know, within seconds or minutes, there may be something underlying it. You may be sun toxic because you are on a medication or something that is making your skin much more sensitive to the sun. Or you may have an underlying medical condition where inherently you are photosensitive. So, you know, it's really just a matter of the scenario.
Well, let's talk about moving from a sensitivity to an actual sun allergy and this polymorphous light eruption. Would you explain what that condition is and how common it is?
Oh, goodness. It is so common. It's polymorphous in that it can look various ways on different people. Some people have little bumps. Some people have like a big red patch. Some people get a hive. But what's common with all of the patients is that it seems to be a seasonal thing. It tends to come up usually in the late spring and it peters out as the summer goes on. What's typical about it, though, is where it shows up. So on the chest, you know, the part that's exposed when you wear a V-neck shirt, it can sometimes be on the arms, but mostly it's that area between the neck and the middle of your chest. And it sometimes itches, sometimes it's just red, sometimes it's bumpy. It has various forms that it can appear in. But it's an autoimmune response. Your skin's immune cells are just misbehaving, basically.
Is this something that happens when you're a child, so you're aware that you have this sensitivity, or could it just come on out of nowhere when you're in midlife?
It can come on out of nowhere. That's more commonly how we see it. People, when they're 20s, suddenly start saying, you know, I noticed at this particular time I'm getting these bumps and they may itch, may not itch, and they go away, but they come back the following year.
What type of specialist would a person go to? Would it be a dermatologist or would it be an allergist?
I would say dermatologist because just in terms of the way we're trained, we are going to pick out what type of rash this is. An allergist is probably going to look at it and say it's a rash. Looks like it's an allergic rash, but they may not be able to put an exact name to it. And sometimes that specificity makes a difference in how you treat. So I would say start with a skin specialist.
And how to treat is my next question.
Well, it's usually we start with, you know, make sure you're wearing sun protection. Most of the times we treat with a topical anti-inflammatory cream, maybe something that has a hydrocortisone base to it. And then there are those people who, no matter what you do for them, they don't get better, and they may need to do something called phototherapy.
But it sounds like avoidance is your best practice.
Yes, it is, to the best of your ability.
That's dermatologist Dr. Rosemarie Ingleton speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of their conversation can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.